This episode of Nation of Wakanda 2.0 show talks about what's going on in the world and is not intended to offend anyone or any company or anything as certain matter. Viewer discretion is advised. Live from New Wakanda in Annapolis, Indiana, it's the Nation of Wakanda 2.0 show with your host, King Steven Sanders. On today's episode, the King talks about decisions that can impact you when you're at a job and how to deal with them, especially stress. And with me, hey now, Hank Aaron, with the news and the weather. Now, everyone, sit back and enjoy your breakfast, and let's hear from this podcast for this morning. Now, here is your host, and don't you forget it, King Steven Sanders. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Welcome to the Must Scene Talk podcast ever. It's the Nation of Wakanda 2.0 show with your host, me, Steven Sanders. And before we get started today, I want to send a shout out to Kroger, hooking me up for what I need to get ready for work. Appreciate you, boy. Yeah. Now, let's get down to it. Today's podcast is about decisions that can impact you at work and also stress. For as long as we can remember, the most talked about thing that gives us stress is work. There are some good days, there are some bad days. Now, stress comes in many ways. Either if you're in the food industry or in a regular office or owning your own business. But those decisions are how need to be have an open, clear mind, not by stress. Now I'm gonna put a little bit of myself into this. I admit I do let stress get to me because of work. But it's the weight of my it's a burden that I have carry on my shoulders. It's a burden that a person must carry. And what really gets me more stressed out when it comes to work is trying to keep up with everything we have. No matter if we have enough chickens, rice, steak, everything. I mean, our delivery system is like lit up like a Christmas tree. And also, there are some customers that are very picky. And it's hard to keep that stress level down. Because it does get to you. It's almost to a point that you feel that you don't want to end up having to work for the same type of job anymore. Oh, excuse me, one second. Sorry, guys, allergies. Now, there are people that go through therapy. There's people that do meditation. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And so your decision is to basically lead the company to where you're at and go somewhere with greener grasses. That may not be the case for mine. I can give you a few good reasons. One, financially. You have to be financially set to make sure you can move on to the better opportunities. Second, both your mind and your body had to be complete at peace before you actually make that decision. And third, never make a decision under if you're stressed. Because I'm just going to say this. It would happen this way. You end up leaving a job and you're stressed. And you go on to somewhere else. But that pain doesn't die when you leave. It grows. So you run out and try to find another place. And then another. And then another. And then another. Until you wake up one terrible morning and you realize that you let stress control your whole life when you're working and you don't know why. And I know certain people will be like, you can't understand. You haven't had to deal with this type of stress when you're in the culinary world. And I told people, I do it every single day. So what I want to say is that you have to learn how to keep your center before you make a decision like that. You can't move on to better opportunities by letting stress cloud your judgment. From now on, surround yourself with people that you can trust and find a way how to decompress that stress. That's how you be better. Now, before I talk a little bit more, I'm going to take this over to Hank Aaron for what's going on in the weather. Hank, take it away. Thank you, Your Highness. And on today's weather part of the episode, we're expecting high of 67, no, not 67, 76 high and low 50 today. We got clear conditions. Wind gusts are up to 9 miles per hour. And also the fact that we also have temperatures that are dropping the next couple of days. Well, basically, we're in between 40 for the low and a high of 70. So, and we got some cloudy days. We're also expecting rain at least 45%. But other places, there's 55% chances of rain. There's cloudy, everything. And also, my advice to y'all is, start getting everything together for the weather as soon as possible. Because we're going to be hitting the 30s soon. And somewhere in the 40s. You have to make sure you keep yourself 100% healthy during this time. Because We have two holidays coming up before Christmas. Now, I suggest everybody get their winter coats ready to go. Long sleeve shirts, long pants, and also gloves and hats. Because before you know it, winter will be here and we might be seeing snow. Now, if you're battling through a cold, make sure you have everything you need. Cold medicines, also cough drops, cough syrup, tea. Make sure it's warm tea that's good, like green tea. Add a little honey, add a little lemon to it. That's good. You need something to help you stay healthy during the winters and the falls. And enough of the weather. I'm going to talk to you about last Saturday. last Saturday was the wrestling event called WWE Fastlane. Now, I know everyone wasn't able to go, but the King and I were able to see it. Thanks to a friend giving him his ticket to go. It was in the nosebleed section. I can tell you this, it was off the hook. The first match was awesome. Everyone was singing to the American Nightmare's theme song called Kingdom. And both Cody Rhodes and Jey Uso defeated the Judgment Day to become the undisputed tag team champions in the world. Then we also had a triple threat match for the women's title. Io Sky defending her championship against the 14-time women's champion Charlotte Flair and the former champion herself, the Empress of Tomorrow, Asuka. Right out of the gate, it was high, fast, and also impact. But at the end, the current champion, Io Sky, ends up getting the W in that match and retains her championship. Then, next up on the plate, we have... Oh, let me grab my notes, guys. We had the LWO versus the New Alliance of Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits. Now, 24 hours before their match, two LWO members were taken out by this New Alliance. So that forced Rey Mysterio and the rest of the LWO members to make a phone call to a certain superstar. They didn't think he was going to show up. But when the going got tough, he showed up. Because we got to see the return of one of the most high-impact superstars of the Attitude Era in WWE. The one and only Carlito. Came in, started throwing haymakers after haymakers. He was in tip-top shape and helped got the W for the LWO. Then, leading up to this match, we also got to see Indianapolis' own Pat McAfee making his return to Indianapolis. He's had a busy schedule. And he's also talked about having a WrestleMania here in Indianapolis. I could be honest to you guys, everyone, that Indianapolis is one of the cities that we never had a WrestleMania in. I don't know if it's something we did, but they can never pull the trigger on it. I think it's just a business standpoint on this one. So I hope after this next WrestleMania, that we'll have WrestleMania come to Indianapolis. It can go down in wrestling history. Then we also saw the tag team match that everybody's been talking about on SmackDown. The team of John Cena and L.A. Knight, yeah, versus the Bloodline members, the Enforcer, Solo Sikoa, and also Jimmy Uso. The match was also good and also intense. But at the end, L.A. Knight and John Cena got the W in that match. And we can tell this storyline is going to get more intense coming up. Now, for the main event of the evening, which was a high-tense rivalry, which is for the World Heavyweight title, the world champion, Seth freaking Rollins, defended his title against the King of Strong Style, the Artist, Shinsuke Nakamura, in a last man standing match. Now, since their first encounter, Shinsuke's been targeting Seth Rollins' back, injured back for a while. This was the most intense last man standing matches of all time. But at the end, Seth Rollins was able to defeat Shinsuke Nakamura before the 10 count and retain his championship. Now, there's already going to be a follow-up on Monday Night Raw and SmackDown, so everybody tune in to that. That's a clue to that. Back to you, King. Thanks, Hank Aaron. Now, that includes our episode for today. So I'm just going to leave you with this. Before you make any harsh decisions, assess the situation, talk it over with the person that you love, and think very heavily about this before you do anything. That's all for today, everyone. Join me next time when I talk about the upcoming Halloween. What to do on Halloween. This is King Steven signing out today. Peace, love, and Wakanda forever!